Baba from Oakley. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 17th of February, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Wednesday the 11th, a heated confrontation erupted in Turkey's parliament after President Erdogan appointed Akın Gürlek as justice minister. Gürlek previously led high-profile cases against opposition figures, including members of the main opposition Republican People's Party, or CHP. Opposition lawmakers attempted to block his oath-taking, arguing that his record raises concerns about judicial impartiality. The dispute escalated into physical scuffles inside the parliament before the ceremony proceeded. While the government described the appointment as a routine executive decision, opposition representatives said it signals growing political pressure on the judiciary ahead of possible early elections. On that note, on Tuesday the 17th, Özgür Özel, the CHP leader, used his party's parliamentary group meeting to target Akın Gürlek, the newly appointed justice minister, over alleged unexplained wealth. Özel called on Gürlek to disclose his assets within 1 week and present a detailed breakdown before the press. He referred to reports of a high-value property in Istanbul, allegedly worth over 110 million Turkish lira, around $2.5 million, and challenged Gürlek to explain how such purchases were financed with his official income. Özel said if Gürlek failed to provide a transparent account, he would disclose property records himself, listing locations and ownership details. More on opposition leaders, as on Monday the 16th, an Istanbul criminal court adjourned the trial of Ekrem İmamoğlu, the CHP-imprisoned mayor of Istanbul, to July in a case concerning alleged forgery of official documents linked to his university diploma. Prosecutors are seeking to hand out a prison sentence of 2 to 8 years. In the fourth hearing, İmamoğlu delivered a lengthy defense, rejecting the accusations and arguing that the case aims to sideline him politically. He also criticized procedural changes, including shifts in the presiding judge. The case originates from a March decision last year, when Istanbul University annulled the diplomas of 28 graduates, including İmamoğlu. This week, heavy rainfall struck the Mediterranean and Aegean regions in the south and west, causing localized flooding and temporary road closures. Rivers overflowed in low-lying districts, submerging agricultural land. Emergency teams carried out precautionary evacuations. Municipal crews worked to clear blocked drainage systems. Preliminary assessments show crop damage in certain areas. Residents began cleaning operations as the waters gradually receded. Officials urged continued caution as weather patterns remain unstable during the winter season. On the bright side, officials said recent rainfall raised reservoir levels across parts of Turkey, easing previously scheduled water cuts introduced during prolonged dry months. Supply conditions improved in several provinces. However, authorities warned that storage levels remain below historical averages and urged continued nationwide conservation efforts. In some economic news, on Thursday the 12th, the central bank raised its 2026 year-end inflation forecast range to between 15 and 12%. Officials said January inflation approached 5%, driven largely by food and service costs. Policymakers acknowledge that disinflation has progressed more slowly than expected, despite several interest rate cuts since mid-2025. The Monetary Policy Committee stated that future decisions will depend on upcoming inflation data. The revised forecast affects wage negotiations, business pricing strategies, and investor expectations. Markets now await February figures to assess whether inflation stabilizes or remains volatile during the first quarter. Next up, on Friday the 13th, prosecutors detained 16 suspects across 8 provinces in a money laundering investigation linked to content distributed through the subscription platform OnlyFans. Authorities seized assets worth roughly 300 million lira, which is around $7 million, including property, vehicles, and cryptocurrency accounts. Officials allege that online earnings were redirected through shell companies and digital wallets to conceal profits. OnlyFans has been blocked in Turkey since 2023 under content regulations. Yet investigators said access continued through VPNs. Financial crimes and cyber units coordinated the operation. The investigation is ongoing. In foreign affairs, on Wednesday the 11th, President Erdogan met Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis in Ankara, the capital, for talks aimed at easing longstanding tensions between Turkey and Greece. Discussions focused on maritime boundaries in the Aegean Sea, energy exploration rights, and migration coordination. Greece's intention to extend territorial waters remains a sensitive issue, while Turkey continues to emphasize dialogue based on international law. Both leaders noted that irregular migration crossings have declined significantly through joint efforts. Despite political disagreements, trade between the two countries has increased. On Thursday the 12th, Turkey's foreign minister stated that both the U.S. and Iran showed flexibility during recent discussions aimed at reviving a nuclear agreement framework. He described negotiations as constructive and noted possible compromise areas involving monitored enrichment limits. The government maintains dialogue with both parties and positions itself as a regional interlocutor seeking stability. Although substantial disagreements remain over sanctions relief and verification mechanisms, diplomatic engagement continues. On the domestic front, on Wednesday the 11th, labor safety groups released data showing that construction accounted for most workplace fatalities in the first month of 2026. Nearly 150 deaths were recorded nationwide across sectors, with construction representing the largest share. Analysts cited insufficient inspections and safety compliance gaps as contributing factors. Worker advocacy organizations called for stricter enforcement and expanding training programs. Authorities acknowledged ongoing monitoring efforts but emphasized the need for sustained oversight in high-risk industries. On Saturday the 14th, a survey projected Turkey's December current account deficit at approximately $7 billion, bringing the annual total near $24 billion. Energy imports continue to weigh on the balance, although renewable energy investments aim to reduce long-term dependency. Government officials said structural reforms in export-oriented sectors are underway to strengthen foreign currency earnings. Financial markets monitor these figures closely because external financing needs influence exchange rate stability and investor confidence during periods of global economic uncertainty. Analysts attributed the deficit to a widening trade imbalance and lower seasonal tourism revenues. Speaking of tourism, on Wednesday the 11th, the 2026 European Men's and Women's Team Badminton Championship started in Istanbul at the Başakşehir Sports Complex. National teams from across Europe gathered for a week-long competition featuring singles and doubles matches. Organizers described the event as part of Turkey's broader effort to expand its role in international sports hosting. Officials said infrastructure investments in recent years have strengthened Istanbul's capacity to host multi-nation tournaments, increasing sports tourism and international visibility. In entertainment news, on Monday the 16th, Russian media reported that singer Valery Meladze will hold at least 10 concerts in Turkish resort cities in the south during 2026, largely for Russian-speaking audiences. Hotel descriptions indicate that artist lineup reflect growing demand from Russian-speaking guests, who now make up a significant share of visitors in several Mediterranean resorts. Industry observers say the increase in Russian-speaking tourism since 2022 has reshaped entertainment programming, with hotels increasingly importing performers familiar to that audience. The trend highlights how demographic shifts in Turkey's coastal tourism sector are influencing cultural offerings and seasonal event planning. And to wrap up this episode, on Monday the 16th, in an article published on Birgun Daily, writer Aziz Çelik argued that Turkey's social security system has become sharply more unequal. He said the lowest pension once covered about 7% of retirees in 2019, but now reaches nearly 30% in 2026, pushing many into poverty. Çelik rejected government talk of root reform, which sets a fixed income amount and adds social assistance to it, and warned that replacing pensions with assistance would deepen injustice. He called for a public, rights-based overhaul, a clear and simple system, a legal minimum pension of at least 70% of the gross minimum wage, fair retirement age rules, and funding grounded in redistribution of national income. He argued resources exist through higher employment, reduced informal work, stronger wages, and larger budget transfers, framing pensions as a social right rather than a fiscal burden. Check out the article in Turkish with the link in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. For those who may want to find out if we get any of these updates going again, go to rorschach.com/updates. It's also in the show notes. There, you can give us your email address, and we'll let you know if anything changes. And of course, you can always just send us an email to info@rorschach.com and let us know how to keep you informed. But most of all, thank you for the outpouring of support. Hoşça kalın.